not doing Wednesday, because it's not, just what's on Monday.
Oh, okay.
The other week.
You can't come in. You can't come in.
I love it so.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And just a little selector to start off the morning there. By the way, Pauline Black of Selector recently put out a book called Black by Design, her memoirs. Also just sort of had a legal battle with Noel Davies, also of Selector. They were sort of, if you were in England, the Selector was sort of touring all over the place, but you never knew if it was the Pauline Black version or the Noel Davies version. But apparently Pauline has won the rights to the name, and Noel's got to come up with something a little bit different. Anyway, pick up her book. I haven't read it yet, but it's called Black by Design, Pauline Black. Hopefully we'll see her tour. It's been a while. I think since she's been over this side of the Atlantic there. Great weekend. I was over at the Folk Fest yesterday. Saw some good stuff. Too bad the weather wasn't a little better. But it's coming. The heat will be coming. This last week in Vancouver, British Columbia has been pretty dismal, wet, cloudy, cold. My garden's liking it, but myself, I'm an optimist. It's coming. We're going to be complaining about the heat within a very short time, I'm sure. Anyway, sort of usually set up my show, throughout the week. I sort of think of what I'm going to play, and then Sunday nights I kind of throw it all together and then bring it in this morning. But I didn't really, I had a pretty busy weekend, and I thought, well, why don't I just bring in a bunch of my vinyl and that I never have time to play and go through it and play some weird and great stuff. So I'm just gonna go through. I just grabbed a handful of records and some 7-inches, and we'll see where it goes from there. Coming up soon, I'll tell you some of the stuff I got played in a sec. But anyway, thanks for listening to CITR Radio, and we're on the CITR.ca. Listen to our podcasts. Let's finish off some Selector here. Thank you.
your body when you shake up your body. I love your body when you lie down, girl, you know. I love your body when you wake up, me naughty. It make me happy when you do it very slow.
The train is coming now. How long I've been waiting for this little hour? Oh yeah. And now the time has come, and it's between me and you. Oh yeah. And the train is coming, baby, and we're leaving on that train. The train is coming, baby. You've got to be free.
Yes. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now.
The train is coming, baby.
The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now.
How long I've been waiting for you to come home to me. And now the time has come, and I want you to stand by me. Oh yeah. And the train is coming, baby, and we're leaving on that train. And we'll roam this land, and we've got to live free.
Yeah. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now. The train is coming, baby. The train is coming now.
North American wedding didn't say, what is man without bees at all? The bees are gone, man would die from a great loneliness, a bitter red. For whatever happens to bees soon, happens to man, all things are connected, whatever befalls you. oasis of life. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. In a wilderness of space, in time, the human race will find. Man, did not we be web? Web of life is merely a strand with whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves. Rain, 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 rain. Acid rain, acid rain, 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 acid rain.
Nice. That's the Trojans, Acid Rain, and also the Trojans in there with the Train Is Coming, old Ken Booth track there. Great track. Great album. Where is that? I wish I had that in my hands here. It's a... which album was that? Let me just grab that. Spirit of Adventure was the name of this album on Gaz's Rockin' Records. It's fantastic. If you can track these albums down, you definitely should. I think a lot of them had been re-released on CD in the 90s. Speaking of Gazmail, he just put out a book as well. It's called Gaz's Rock and Blues, The First 30 Years. And if you've ever been in London, every Thursday night, Gaz has a night at this place at the St. Moritz Pub. It's called Gaz's Rock and Blues. And each week he's got some random bands that play, and sometimes they're little-known bands. Sometimes, you know, some Rico Rodriguez will pop in, who knows. Anyway, it's still going on. It's been going on for 30 years. He's put out a book talking about the early days and mostly photos. I haven't got the book yet, but it looks really amazing. And it's on Trolley Books is the name of the book, the publisher. Go to trolleybooks.com or do a search for Gaz's Rock and Blues 30 Years and you'll find it. Yeah, he just had his 30th anniversary, and he had a big show the other week, and Jerry Dahmers was DJing. He had some great live music. I just can't remember what it was right now. But anyway, Gaz Mayall, son of John Mayall, actually, of the blues artists. And yeah, congrats on 30 years. Okay, what else do we have in that set there? We also had Bad Manners, Fatty Fatty, and he's... Buster Blood Vessel had some surgery, 5 or 6 years back, and lost a lot of weight. Saw some crazy photos. And then when he was touring in the States in the last couple of years, looks like he's gained a bit of it back. And, you know, I'm kind of glad. I can't really picture Mr. Blood Vessel with skinny legs and all that. Keep drinking, my friend. And then we had the band Graduate, which I love to pull out every couple years and bring to the station. And they only put out one album, and then the two main guys in this band decided, well, ska and reggae, you know, the Police are just kind of taking over in that sort of realm. Let's do something different. And they became Tears for Fears. And yeah, that was their one, the Tears for Fears one... one album that was sort of, it's very kind of Police Madness-esque album. It's actually not too bad. I enjoy listening to it once in a while. And at the same time, the guys, George Michael and the other dude from Wham, were also in a band that was playing similar ska reggae pop stuff called The Executive. Which I've still yet to find anything. I don't think they actually ever released anything, but I have heard rumors that, you know, there are or were some demo tapes flying around, but I've yet to find anything by The Executive in my internet searching world. Yeah, and then that was that set there, going back to the late 70s, early 80s there. Coming up next, I'm going to try not to do some talking because I got a bunch of records I want to play. So what do I got set up over there? Don't even remember now. That's okay. You're listening to Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM every Monday from 11 till noon. Yes, I used to be on Fridays. I switched over. I think my old commercial still plays once in a while. It tells you to go Fridays. But hey, if you miss it, We are podcasting. So go to CITR.ca and you go to our little calendar there and you can find Scotty Scenic Drive and download podcasts from like the last 6-7 years. So if you want to listen to a show from August 23rd, 2006, you can do that. So it's pretty great. And you can also, I'm part of a collective at the musicaloccupation.com site. And it's myself and a bunch of other podcaster DJs who love ska and reggae music. And we post our podcasts on this, you know, every couple of days there's a new podcast. So definitely check it out, musicaloccupation.com. Pressure Drop Soundcast just this week put an amazing podcast of some scorchers. I was listening to it all week. It's some really, really great stuff and some versions of songs I haven't heard too. Anyway, didn't I just say I wasn't going to talk anymore? That's it. I'm going to play some more music. Hang in there.
a fistful of reggae.
Seven is definitely heading for big.
Yeah, definitely.
Chains of Love are throwing a release party for their new 7-inch, July 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Fresh off impressing all comers on visits to NYC and North by Northeast, Chains of Love marry Phil Spector-style arrangements with a garage rock dance party to create a sound you'll feel like you've been missing out on for your whole life. $6 advance tickets can be snagged from Zulu, Red Cat, the Biltmore Cabaret, and online at ticketweb.ca. That's Chains of Love's 7-inch release party, July 29th at the Biltmore. Music starts at 9 o'clock.
relax, get relaxed. Come on. Get this going. Right now, we want to do for you featuring Tommy McCook, Latin Goes Ska. Scatterlight. Roland Alfonso, Johnny Moore. We'll be right back.
If the love don't fit, you must quit. Thank you.
Celebrating Pride Weekend at the Kaya Davy Street Dance Party, powered by Telus. This massive street party is in the heart of the Davy Village. The electrifying event will be packed with disco dancers and partiers kicking off Pride Weekend.
Catch Pride Fever at this summer's most spectacular street party. We'll see you on Davy Street on Friday, July 29th, from 7 p.m. until midnight. Friday night on Pride Weekend just got better. For more information, visit VancouverPride.ca.
listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm Scott T. Got about 9 minutes left, and great Marie Bernard will be in with the Synchronicity from noon till 1, and then Chris Sorific will be here for Parts Unknown right at 1. Stay tuned to CITR Radio all week. It's the best place to go. And really, this is Vancouver. There's really nothing like us at all. We are one of a kind. We're listening to the reggae interpretation of Kind of Blue, released about a year or so ago on Secret Stash Records. Side A is the reggae interpretation, and Side B is the dub versions of the reggae interpretations. And, of course, it's in a very special blue vinyl pressing, and worth checking out if you're a Miles Davis fan and a reggae fan. Also on that set there, I just was going through some of my 7-inches, and I'm like, who is this band? La Thorpe Brass. I think they're from Spain, I believe. Cover of the great tune, I Don't Know. I think they're even still around, playing some shows. I noticed I did a little quick little Google search, and there seems to be a few live videos and whatnot. We also had the Rhythm Doctors in there with Johnny Cochran, and of course, the Rhythm Doctors, some of those members went on to be the Agrolites, and a little 7-inch from Seahorse Records. Roland Alfonso and the Scatolites live. First we had the live Latin Ghost Ska from the Roar Records release of the vinyl release of the Great Scatolites live album. Stretching Out, which is just fantastic. It's when they reunited in was it 83 or 85, and they were going to play the Jamaican reggae Sunsplash, and they did a bunch of shows in one of the clubs in Jamaica, and recorded some amazing live stuff. Unbelievable. And then we had an old 7-inch I dug out of there called Stuffy. That was fun. That was the Roland Alfonso Stuffy 7-inch. The Empire All-Stars, Fistful of Reggae. I can't remember where they're from. I just sort of found this album that they're sort of a compilation album. White vinyl. Pretty cool stuff. And we had the Untouchables in there. They started that set off, I believe, with Lebanon. Good stuff. So anyway, thanks for listening. And I'm glad I got to dust off some of my records and throw some out there. And we'll see you next week. And don't forget that you can listen to the podcasts, CITR.ca, or you can go to musicaloccupation.com. It's all there. It's the way of the future.
Fishing, wine and grind. your body line.
Of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello, and welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today. We have a guest, a very special guest today, Jennifer Scott. She is the author of That's the Spirit, How Opening My Channel Can Help Open Yours. And we will talk with her in just a moment. But